Good morning, New Mexico, and welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company on Cordova Road and streaming on the web at ksfr.org. We are podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services, and you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. Today, ladies and gentlemen, here in the Santa Fe Baking Company, we have the great honor, distinction, and wonderfulness of having the
great... Sounds like you're going to have a good guest. Who is it?
The great and fabulous, inimitable and inevitable Robert Knott for the whole entire hour.
You got to be kidding me. I got to do this for 58 minutes?
Well, you're here.
Well, certainly.
Anyway, it's
here,
only 50 minutes.
Oh, we cut it down by 10 minutes. Must be daylight
savings.
Maybe
51. No, because we had the wonderful news beforehand and so on.
You'd be really good at like that fast-paced that data that comes after a commercial that sounds like a really good offer, and then all of a sudden they go, read details before I was offering, not eligible, the family, friends, blah, 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 because you go through that spiel really fast.
Yeah.
Like you must be used to it now.
Well, I've been doing it for 5 years.
So you should get a job doing that stuff. Those guys always get me.
I love it on the drug commercials that they say, and this drug will make your life so much better and happier, may also cause bleeding, fainting,
there's like eight
nausea,
choices, and they're all
vomiting,
bad.
Death, festering boils, and
it's
the
horrible.
Plague.
And your dog may not like it, the boot.
Robert Knott is the associate editor of the Pasatiempo, which is the arts supplement in the Santa Fe New Mexican every Friday. So, and today, now, is it really, what day is today? Today is, we are actually here, ladies and gentlemen, by virtue of the wonders of recorded technology. So we're not really in the baking company.
We're in Gallup.
Together.
Down to downtown Gallup, New Mexico. That's where we are at. Gallup, New Mexico, where a guy and a gal can both wear a hat. I love Gallup. It's great that you wanted to do this here. Sounds just like the baking company, though.
It's yeah, that's right. We're in Gallup. We're at the Gallup Baking Company.
That's pretty good. I hope we get back by the New Year.
And that's what we're here to talk about: is all the many, many things that are happening on New Year's Eve and before and after.
Santa Fe or Gallup?
Well, Santa Fe and the extended area around Santa Fe.
Okay, we can talk about that.
Because our wonderful signal, 101.1 FM.
Oh yeah, we heard about that.
Goes not just to Santa Fe anymore. It goes all the way from pretty much Albuquerque to Taos, and in the circular radius that east and west. I don't even know what. I don't know how far it goes.
For
east
once,
and
you're
west.
Stymied. I'll have to just keep you letting you talk and see what kind of trouble you get in. The circular area. She can't even name Española Taos. She's stuck here, Rio Rancho. Just mention a few.
From La Cienega to Tusuki.
From La Cienega to Tusuki.
And also, you know what? Somebody was saying, oh, yeah, you do that Friday morning show. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a show that goes Monday through Friday.
Yeah, what's the problem with the Friday show?
Well, the point is that a lot of people think that the only time it broadcasts is on Friday because they only tune in to hear you.
They only tune in for me.
They only have ears for you.
Yeah, they only got ears for me.
They only have auricular orifices for you.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about here?
Ears.
What kind of a stuff are you putting on the ear? This is a family show. Orifices.
Auricular orifice means ear.
So wasn't there some play about orifice down in Descending? Remember that? That play, Orpheus?
You mean Orpheus?
That guy. What was his story?
Well, Orpheus and Eurydice, what happens? Eurydice dies and goes to the underworld, and Orpheus goes to retrieve her, but doesn't really succeed.
I wouldn't even go across the street to help somebody like that. If they got themselves in enough jam to go down there, that's... All right, let's say some nice things here. If you're out drinking, which you should not be doing when you want to drive...
Don't drink and drive, ladies and gentlemen. That is the theme of our program
which
today.
Is different from drinking, and you don't have to drive. Just so you know, AAA New Mexico has a tipsy tow service. I speak from firsthand experience. This is a great thing. It's available from 6 p.m. Wednesday the 31st until roughly 11:59 p.m. on Thursday, January 1st.
That's tipsy towed?
Tipsy tow. You don't have to be an AAA member to use the service. A bartender, a friend, or a family member can call AAA and request a free tow home up to 10 miles. After that, you have to pay, like, the listed rate charged by the particular tow truck operator. But still, if you're, like, 14 miles away, you get 10 miles free. You could probably stagger home the last 4 miles unless the ice is bad. But the vehicle will be towed, and up to two people can ride with the tow truck driver. So it's interesting. I'm going to give you a 1-800 number. Please mark it down. 1-800-AAA-HELP. I'm also a member of AA, and we also have a helpline there. Anyway, so 1-800-AAA-HELP if you have a tipsy tow service from 6 p.m. Wednesday. That's a little too early to be getting too drunk to drive. Like 6 hours before the New Year's.
There are people who start drinking at 8 a.m.
Well, what are you casting aspersions against me for?
I'm not casting asparagus on anybody. I'm just saying.
All right. We don't know if Capital City Cab, which sometimes gets a deal with the county about offering for your discounted rides. I'm not sure if that's available. And I'm not trying to promote Capital Cab necessarily, but at least, at the very least, call a cab. Call Capital Cab, 438-0000. They have New Year's holiday rates, I suspect. So if nothing else, please don't drink and drive. Seriously, there's a lot of reasons beyond getting pulled over, which isn't fun, by the police. You could hurt somebody else. You could hurt yourself. There's no reason you can't get somebody to give you a lift home or walk home or something.
I'm always the designated driver because I don't drink.
Nobody ever asked me to drive even when I'm sober.
What do you suppose the reason for that is?
I don't know. Some people say I'm a very erotic driver. I would think that'd be a turn-on.
A what?
Erotic, like I weave all over the road. I've had people say that. They've yelled out the window, "You're an erotic driver." I find that fascinating. They don't even know me, though, just because I cut them off. What's going on this weekend? Let's start with tonight. It's not New Year's Eve yet. We'll talk about our resolutions a little later. Canyon Road Contemporary Art, one of several galleries having openings tonight.
It might be New Year's Eve.
It's Friday the 26th.
Oh, right. But what if it's also Wednesday
somewhere in the
31st?
What is it? How can you have 2 days in one? What are you doing here?
What if we broadcast this show twice?
I see. I know what you're talking about now, the Gallup connection. You take her over to the Twilight Zone, and ladies and gentlemen, she's got 2 days in one. I wonder how things happen for you on April 15th. You probably turn it to March 7th or something. Okay. Let's assume that we're talking to you on New Year's Eve. Let's assume that we rebroadcast the show because maybe you weren't listening last Friday, or there were letters to the radio station saying, "Robert Knott, Robert Knott, we want Robert Knott." And they said, "Fine, let's rebroadcast this performance." Then in that case, what happened Friday isn't too important. So why don't we just talk right now about what's happening New Year's Eve, and then we'll back up.
Okay.
Okay, so you want to know what's happening New Year's Eve.
Oh, yes, I do.
There's something about your tone that indicates to me that the
New Year... You know what it is? I just rewatched Wayne's World.
Wayne's World, huh? Is that about that lounge singer Wayne Newton and how he does
She will be mine. Oh, yes, she will.
You're the one watching Wayne's World, and I get grief for looking at the Three Stooges.
They're not entirely unrelated.
No, they're not. There's much comedy has been derived from the Three Stooges. We've been on the air for 22 minutes. We haven't said one listing yet.
Okay, go ahead.
All right.
We've only been on the air for 8 minutes.
All right. So, well, we usually don't have to draw it out this line. I'm very sorry for you if you tuned in hoping to hear somebody talking about some serious book about, Afghanistan or something. Tonight, the Black and White Ball. It's among many events you
when
have.
When you say tonight, you mean New Year's Eve?
Yes, New Year's Eve. We're broadcasting from Gallup, but are we broadcasting, just so I know here, for Friday and New Year's Eve? All right, so I have to cover the weekend events, but also New Year's Eve. But we're starting with New Year's Eve and working our way backwards.
That's exactly right. So New Year's Eve, the 31st of December, 2008.
Nosotros and Milieno are teaming up, as well as a dinner buffet and a silent auction at 8 o'clock on New Year's Eve at the Scottish Rite Center for a New Year's Eve event that will go into the wee hours of the morning. You've got to pay to get in. We don't mention prices, commercial prices on the air on your community radio station for reasons I cannot possibly extrapolate. But you can visit. This thing benefits Kitchen Angels, which we all know is a very good local nonprofit. A lot of nonprofits could use some help now. So you can visit kitchenangels.org or call the following phone number, 471-7780, for information. Now, there's also the Catamount New Year's Eve party down at the Catamount. Champagne Wishes, Buffalo Wing Dreams, DJs PA Tricks, and Sir Magic Pants. How the heck did his mother ever name that? Funk, soul, hip-hop, Latin, house music, 9 o'clock tonight until 2 a.m. New Year's morning.
That sounds fantastic.
It does, at the Catamount, which is at 125 East Water Street. Not too expensive to get in. That includes Midnight Bubbly Toast to 2009. 988-7222. Remember that stripper from the 50s that used to take, like, bubble baths and champagne glasses? When I talk about the bubbly, that's what I think about. I can't think of her name, but one day when I was in New Orleans in the early 80s, I went to a burlesque house. It was a mistake. I was trying to find the Pentecostal church. I made a wrong turn. And this woman did this, like, champagne bubble bath, and it was so fascinating, a lot of fun. It wasn't like these pole dancers you get at the local places. I won't mention any names. Not that I go there that often. But anyway, so there was some lady in the 50s that did this with bubble bath. And I'll think of her name later, and we'll talk about this at great length in a future show. But so when people talk to me about a Bib Bubbly Toast at midnight, that's the kind of bubbles I'm thinking about. Meanwhile, at the Santa Fe Brewing Company, New Year's Eve, 8 o'clock, the Gluey Brothers. They're going to reunite for a New Year's Eve psychedelic hip-hop funk metal freakout.
What makes them so gluey?
They stick together.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, you got to pay to get in. Call the Lensic, 988-1234. Now, this is something I know you remember, even though you refuse to divulge your age or your birth date. Guy Lombardo. Remember him?
New Year's Eve.
La, 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 la.
Auld Lang Syne.
That's right. He, I think he's dead, but his royal...
I remember that from when I was negative 3 years old.
All right, so he used to have an annual show. You turn it on like you turn on the Yule log. Remember that when you were a kid? And the Yule log would just roast for hours and you sat there and watched it like an idiot.
Yeah, television, like, they just don't do it anymore.
It was in the days before cable, before you could see Pam Grier movies on TV.
It was in the days when at about 12 or 1 in the morning, the American flag would come on the TV and then they would have the Star Spangled Banner and then it would go to static.
That's right. I used to watch Fred McMurray movies until they turned them off. Anyway... Guy Lombardo's Royal Canadians are playing at the Tua Grand Ballroom at Buffalo Thunder Resort and Casino, north of town. Got to pay to get in. You get dinner, and you get a big band orchestra. That could be a lot of fun, even though I'm not ever urging people to go to casinos for obvious reasons. But 455-5555, they do have good entertainment at the Tua Grand Ballroom. Meanwhile, the Cowgirl Barbecue, where they have Monday night Cowgirl Karaoke, as I experienced last Monday.
Did you sing?
Well, that's fair to
What'd
say.
What'd you say?
That was the plan. Anyway, the Cowgirls Roaring Twenties, New Year's Eve.
You just made a silent gesture on the radio. What did you sing?
I'm not going to say everything about what happens in my personal life. You become investigative here. Whenever you get me on for more than 20 minutes, it's sort of like you expect, you know.
But wait a minute. You always talk about your personal life. You talk about your dreams.
I know, but I don't want to talk right now about the cowgirl and what happened, okay? Let's just hold off on that.
You were the color of a beet.
Well, I'm going to beat you in a minute if you don't let me finish the darn listings. This is the problem, ladies and gentlemen. New Year's, we're supposed to have a new relationship. Every year, it's the same thing. No, come back another year. They have to re-sign my contract. And there's like all these lawyers and stuff trying to get me on. And then Mary Charlotte says, I promise to be good. And the next thing you know, 8 minutes into the New Year's, and I'm already, you know, eradicated here. The Cowgirls Roaring Twenties New Year's Eve extravaganza.
Yay.
Felix y los Gatos, welcome 2009 with their signature brand of Latin Gypsy Zydeco Swing.
There's a lot of Latin going on.
You ain't kidding. Champagne Toast at midnight, 9 o'clock, starts the events. Cowgirl is on 319 South Guadalupe Street. Not too expensive to get in. We can't mention prices here. 982-2565. I would say call now if you're planning to go somewhere New Year's Eve. Make these calls now.
Yeah, definitely. Make reservations as soon as you can.
Meanwhile, Willie's Blues Club, right down the street from the Cowgirl, is closing for good.
What?
On New Year's Day. So their last event is going to be a New Year's Eve event with the Albuquerque Blues Connection playing, 9:30 p.m. They're on 401 South Guadalupe Street. You got to pay
horrible.
To get in. 982-0117.
I mean, not the event is horrible. The event is wonderful. But
no,
why are they closing?
I think there's a lot of reasons, and they're probably better left to explain that themselves. But I don't think business is so good. But, you know, if someone from Willie's hears this and is offended, I apologize. I'm not positive why you should probably... call Willie's, but they have announced they're closing.
Well, it's a terrific place.
So the New Year's Eve is the last gig, 9:30, Albuquerque Blues Connection. Finally, for New Year's Eve dancing and such, the Snow Queen Ball. Now, what do you know about the Snow Queen?
She's a queen, and she's covered with snow.
Is she related to that Mr. Frost guy that used to be on the Batman TV show?
I do not know.
Remember Mr. Freeze? He'd, like, freeze everybody. He had, like, ray guns that made you turn to ice. And then nobody ever took off Batman's mask when they had him frozen. Like, that was the time to do it. But instead they said, we'll leave him here to freeze, and they left. They always did that to the guy. They hung him up, like, over pits of alligators, but
it's
they never stuck.
Artistic license.
Anyway, I think the Snow Queen's related to Mr. Freeze from the old Batman show. Anyway, the Snow Queen Ball is tonight, 9 o'clock. DJ Una's going to be ringing in the New Year. Everybody rings in the New Year's. I don't know what that means. Bells?
Yeah, ding-dong and whatnot.
Dance music, champagne, there's always champagne, and a Snow Queen contest. 9 o'clock, where at? The
a
Silver.
A Snow Queen contest?
Yes.
The Silver. Now you're talking.
Now all of a sudden you know what the Snow Queen is?
No, but it sounds like fun.
Well, you get over there. 9 o'clock tonight, Silver Starlight Lounge. Rainbow Vision Santa Fe, 500 Rodeo Road. Proceeds benefit Equality New Mexico. You need a phone number, 428-7781. Most of these events are not real expensive. I would say the Guy Lombardo is the most expensive, and you get food with that. And the black and white ball at the Scottish Rite is kind of expensive. But to me, expensive is like more than, you know, maybe an hour's worth of work, so I'll let you get paid. So those are like the events where you can go dancing and drinking and dining and be safe and careful.
An hour's worth of work if you're a Jungian psychoanalyst or if you are a kitchen worker?
Here we go again. Let's say you were earning a minimum wage.
The living wage of Santa Fe?
Which is approximately 10 bucks an hour.
Almost.
Well, so I would say, when I say not too expensive, I would say no more than 2 hours worth of that.
Okay.
So most of these things you can get in for 2 hours worth of the minimum wage.
Excellent.
Now, let's say you want some classical music. There's a gala New Year's Eve happening tonight at 5 o'clock. Pardon me, that's New Year's Eve at 5 o'clock at the Lenzic. And it's called the Santa Fe Concert Association Holiday Concert. And it's got guest pianist. I am not making this name up, nor do I wish to mispronounce it. Ioannis Podomosis. And he's performing the music of Rachmaninoff. You know who that guy was?
I do indeed.
Anyway, Rachmaninoff and gang are going to be playing at 5 o'clock tonight at the Lenzic. You got to pay to get in, 988-1234. And finally, at the
Loretta's. And that's a nice early show, so you can do all your other New Year's Eve things after it.
Yeah, like collapse. Otherwise, go over to the Loretto Chapel tonight for Carnival in Venice. You can end the year in style.
By tonight, do you mean the 31st?
Yes, I do. Which reminds me of something I want to say as a public service announcement. If you're ever going to pose nude for somebody and they're an amateur photographer, wear one of those carnival masks so they can't tell who you are. We've had this conversation at length. I'm telling you, because these photos end up on the web, and the next thing you know...
We've had this conversation at length?
Yes.
I have not the slightest, foggiest memory of any such
those
conversation.
Venice carnival
ever.
Masks are very handy if you're ever going to be photographed in the all together. So
all right,
just
then.
Listen to me, because nobody can quite make out if it's you, unless they run into it 10,000 waves. Carnival in Venice, Santa Fe Pro Musica's New Year's Eve event, Italian Baroque music. 7:30 p.m. is dinner and dancing. 9 o'clock. All this is at the Loretto Chapel at the Inn and Spa Loretto, 207 Old Santa Fe Trail. You got to pay to get in. It's very, very expensive. It's a lot of hours of minimum wage. That to me, but to other people, they'll just drop that in a minute and say, what's that guy talking about? 988-4640 is the phone number. I will repeat it. 988-4640, extension 1002 for the Carnival in Venice. Meanwhile, did you know that there's going to be hundreds of farolitos lit up tonight at 5:30? Pardon me, on New Year's Eve at 5:30 on the plaza. It's the annual Light Up a Life by the Hospice Center, which is a nonprofit, part of the Presbyterian Medical Services. So they're going to be doing their traditional lighting of hundreds of farolitos on the plaza. You can go to this event for free. If you want to buy a farolito and have it like lit up in your name, you have to call 988-2211. 988-2211. You can buy one in advance for a couple hours worth of minimum wage for the Hospice Center's Light Up a Life. Remember that song, You Light Up My Life in the 70s? Wasn't that great? Nobody plays that anymore.
You know, there's an amazing version of, I think it's that song, of Patti Smith doing a version of that song on YouTube.
Who did the original version?
I think it's Debbie Boone.
Was it Debbie Boone?
Wasn't it?
Or Debbie Gibson. You light up my life, you give me hope to carry on. The other good song from that era was Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue. Do, do,
do, do, yep, do. Debbie Boone.
Do, 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 do. Look up the lyrics for Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue. I'll sing it on the way out of the show. No more Christmas songs, but I can sing winter songs if it snows. If I sing Winter Wonderland in February, don't be mad. It has nothing to do with Christmas. It's about the snowman and stuff. Okay, where were we? How much time has passed?
20 minutes?
I'm discombobulated doing this from Gallup. I've never done this before. This is very unusual.
You know, what? I feel that you're discriminating against Gallup.
I like Gallup. I've spent some time there. It's not a bad place. You pass through. It's got a very old center fashion side to it. It's just that, you know, when we do these sort of recordings that are scheduled to run twice, then I've got to watch what I say regarding tonight, because tonight's not tonight. This is what happens.
Well, tonight is two different nights. It's our Friday show and it's our New Year's Eve show at the same time, right, which is very confusing.
Meanwhile, just so you know, there are some other musical events around town. They're not necessarily big galas, but...
Big gallops? Or galas?
Galas. Okay. For example, I think Robert Sequoia is playing Spanish and classical guitar at the Bullring New Year's Eve. 6 to 9. Father Preto is doing salsa at 9 o'clock at the El Dorado.
Yay!
El Farol has a New Year's Eve party and dinner show with Savor, Cuban music. Pay for a dinner package. Call them up. Evangelos has the Sean Helian, pardon me, Helian band doing rock and roll. 9:30. Got to pay. Cover charge. Hotel Santa Fe has Ronald Roybal doing Native American music at 7. No cover. La Boca has Nacha Mendez. Hey, Nacha Latin music, 7 to 9, call for cover.
And this is all still New Year's Eve.
All of this is New Year's Eve.
There's a lot going on. In fact, it's going to be impossible for me to go to every single one of them.
It's going to be impossible for me to find a parking spot. La Fiesta Lounge at La Fonda has Bill Hearn Trio doing Honky Tonkin' Folk, 7:30 p.m. I don't think there's a cover. Los Mayos has Roberto Gonzalez and Fernando. Did you hear the bells, Fernando? I don't know what the hell that song's about, that ABBA song. Flamenco and Classical Guitar, that's going to be at 6:15. The Mineshaft down in Madrid has the Alpha Cats doing jazz, 3 to 7 o'clock, no cover. Joe West and the Santa Fe All-Stars doing Americana, 8 o'clock. You got to pay it again, cover, about an hour worth of your minimum wage.
Always good to go down to Madrid if you don't already live there.
The Rail Yard Restaurant and Saloon has Mosaic Dance Company from 10 to midnight.
Belly dancing.
Yeah, that'll get you going for the New Year's. That stuff is sensuous.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you go and you watch these women when they, it's all very artistic. It has an eclectic side to it that's practically aesthetic in nature. But now we're talking the body politic, and I don't want to get into too much trouble because they don't want to be overtly sexual, I'm sure. Which doesn't change the fact that when they shimmy and they sham, and I see those little things they put in their belly buttons. What do you call those diamond earrings you put in somebody's belly button? You don't know?
No.
Anyway, that stuff can be very...
belly button rings?
Aphrodisiac-like, and Aphrodisiac was one of the original belly dancers along with Aphrodite. They started a whole wave of hairstyles in the 70s, mostly in the African-American community, but that's okay. So the Second Street Brewery has Hoppy Hour with Swing Central.
I would just like to say that the views of Robert Knott do not necessarily reflect the views of this station or its management.
I'm just giving historical perspective to belly dancing. It goes back to ancient days. It's not something that just started yesterday. It's not like, you know, belly dancing wasn't around in the days of, you know, Ali Khan and 1800 AD and stuff.
I'm just saying.
Didn't you see that movie with John Derek, The Adventures of Haji Baba? They had that back then in the 50s even. Tiny's has the Mike Montiel Trio, classic rock and country at 8:30 on New Year's Eve, no cover. Upper Crust Pizza, if you go there for some pizza, Eric Carlson's playing some guitar picking, 6 to 9, no cover. Turquoise Trail Bar and Grill. How come I don't know where that is? Harvey and the Prowlers, Roadhouse Blues, 9 o'clock. They don't use the term roadhouse anymore, do they?
What about Harry's Roadhouse?
That's one of the only places. Like, a roadhouse has insinuations and complications that are suggest some sort of, you know...
Harry's Roadhouse is great.
Yeah, I don't think they have entertainment. The Matador has...
They've got good food, though.
They do. DJ Ali Al at the Matador, 8 o'clock.
And the bar's got really nice decorations on it.
For holidays?
No, just in general.
Oh, I see. Have you been over there yet for the holidays?
No, I haven't yet.
The only thing I don't like is that every time I go by there, it's busy.
Yeah.
It's good for them, but like, don't you sometimes...
But it's big. There's a lot of places to sit.
Yeah, but you can't find a place to park.
Ah, yes, there is that.
Finally, New Year's Eve stuff related that we're trying to get through here to help people out. Chispa de El Mason has John Gagan and friends, 7:30, no cover. And the Blue Tower Lounge has Michael Fitzhugh. Pop R&B, 8 o'clock to midnight, no cover. Lots of stuff to do on New Year's Eve. You don't have to stay home and watch the Maria Montez Film Festival.
Yeah, or endless reruns of Law & Order.
What's wrong with that?
No, I won't do that sometimes.
Maybe, you know, maybe they're doing the Green Acres reruns. That stuff was great. Arnold the Pig. Green Acres.
So, going back in time.
You're going back to my childhood or my teenage years?
I'm not, this is not for once about you. This is about on Saturday, December 27th.
Okay.
It's a pre-New Year's party. It's the Mambo Room year-end salsa celebration with Orquesta Alto Nivel. And that's at the Lodge from 9 in the evening till 2 in the morning. It's full bar, 21 and over only. And multiple dance floors, elegant nightclub atmosphere, DJ Avi spinning on the brakes. And you can call the Lenzig box office, 988-1234, or go to ticketssantafe.org. And so that's your big live salsa band. And what's great about that is you can go on the Saturday before New Year's Eve, and then go to another one of your Latin New Year's Eve parties.
If you put a peppermint in your mouth and then you drink water and you forgot that you put lemon in the water, the mix is very acerbic.
Do you mean acidic?
What's acerbic mean?
It's not so much a taste sensation thing.
I see. Well, anyway, it's one of those things. Okay, reiterating, sorry to do this, but let's be public announcers here. AAA New Mexico Tipsy Toes service, call 1-800-AAA-HELP. New Year's Eve between 6 and midnight roughly, if you need a tow on your car and two people can be towed 10 miles. Past the 10-mile mark, you pay whatever you have to pay. Again, call Capital Cab. I am not a representative for them. I'm not getting a kickback.
438-0000.
See if they have holiday rates. Get somebody to drive you home if you was drinking. How many hours have we spent so far on this show?
And if you're driving with me, let's see. We've got 30 minutes.
How much would you charge for a drive?
I wouldn't charge anything. I'd just drive you home because I'm the one who doesn't drink.
Oh, taking people for a ride, eh? Okay, so here we are. We're back to the 26th because this show is first going to air hopefully on the 26th and then reiterate itself on the 31st with some regurgitation. Arsenic and Old Lace continues at the Santa Fe Playhouse.
Yay.
If you want to go see a horror comedy, Joseph Kesselring. I'm hearing very good things about it. I have not yet seen it. 8 o'clock Friday and Saturday, Sunday matinees. Pay to get in, 988-4262. You can also take part in the Green Terra Sand Mandela Ceremony. Now, what do you know about this?
Now, that's a wonderful thing. We had the monks on from the Drepung Losaling Monastery, and they were talking about, one of them, who calls himself the Talking Monk, was talking about the Sand Mandela as well as some other things that are going on. On the 27th at the James A. Little Theater is their sacred dance performance, and it is ancient dances and costumes and music, and that's happening at the James A. Little Theater of the Tibetan monks, and these things have been danced for just untold centuries. And it's very interesting the way they, especially their music, and the way that, have you heard that chanting, that polyphonic chanting? They can make multiple tones. One person can sing or chant multiple tones. It's moving in a way that's very hard to describe.
How many of them are there?
I think there are 11 who are here at this point.
Okay.
Here in Santa Fe. And then they do this sand mandala, which is a sand painting, and they are trained for years to make these elaborate paintings out of sand, which are just sitting on the surface of a table, and they're just exact, precise artworks to the grain. You hope nobody sneezes or falls nearby because you'd ruin the whole thing. And so they work on this for weeks, and then on New Year's Eve, and that's at Surrette and Sons on Sandoval Street in Santa Fe, and then on New Year's Eve from 9 until 1 in the morning, there is a closing ceremony in which they eventually just sweep up with a broom, with a brush, this sand painting that they've been working on for weeks.
Which is down by, again, it's 121 Sandoval Street. For the to go see the Buddhist symbol of hope being built. And the dance performance, as you mentioned, is 7 o'clock Saturday at the James A. Little.
And it's also the mandala that they are creating right now is the Green Tara. And the Green Tara is a symbol of a deity within the Tibetan Buddhist pantheon who is a hopeful and protective deity.
Remember the Green Hornet TV series?
Yeah, it's a little different, but yeah.
That was great. Well, that was another guy that wore a mask. And they always caught him, and then they never took the mask off. I don't know what the Lone Ranger, all these guys, they got away forever without their masks. Nobody ever tried that. They always said, well, find out who he is. Then, like, if they found out who they could reveal them to be, then they could undefeat them.
They could undefeat them?
They could beat them up and, like, win.
You mean defeat them?
Well, yeah, but they already got them tied up over the alligator pit. They leave. They don't take the mask off. No wonder they deserve to get caught. I'm glad those guys don't exist anymore, those masked crusaders. Maureen McGovern, talking about 70s. We seem to be stuck in the 70s tonight, you and me.
There's got to be a morning after.
There's got to be a morning after. That was from the movie.
Poseidon Adventure.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm. I remember the song.
And so she's coming to sing Broadway and Song, 7:30 p.m. at Saturday, the 27th, at the Lenzik, 988-1234.
Once again, Santa Fe Concert Association.
Correct. And also Saturday night is two things. The Santa Fe Children's Museum Holiday Performance Series has the Nahalat Shalom Community Klezmer Band, 6:30, Saturday. Got to pay to get in, not too expensive, 989-8359. In Warehouse 21 has Don't Shoot Noah Reunion Show, along with Metal Axe APH and Casavita, This Day's Light and Beyond Suffering. They're all going to show up, so is singer-songwriter Prolly. probably want a cracker. 6 o'clock, Saturday, Warehouse 21, 1614 Posada Peralta. Now let's say you say to yourself, gee, it's New Year's Eve weekend. I don't want to hear any music. It's bad enough listening to this guy talk. I want to go hear a lecture of some sort. Well, get this. Saturday, 5 o'clock, Babette Alfieri is going to be speaking about Africa, safaris off the beaten track. 5 o'clock, travel bug free. Remember those safari movies with Jungle Jim we saw as a kid?
No.
He'd always like have the pith helmet and stuff, and he'd like, Jungle Jim will lead the way, and he had a, I forget the chimp's name.
Did you do anything besides watch television from the age of 0 to 18?
I must have done something. I might have done a little time or something, but I was in and out within a day or two, depending on how. What do you mean? I did a lot of things. I went to school, and I chased girls of the opposite sex, and I played...
As opposed to girls of the same sex.
This is the last digs of the old year. Is this going to be the new Mary Charlotte next week? I speak off the top of my head, and I'm never a very good speaker. That's why I take my time writing my stories. But anyway, I did a lot of things. But Jungle Jim used to be on TV, and he'd always take him on a safari. And it'd be like big snakes coming down from the trees and tigers. There were all these animals that wanted to eat people. And then they'd have to cross the river.
Can you blame them? They were hungry.
There'd be like alligators and hippos attacking. That stuff was great. Somebody, those Jungle Jim movies, man.
Knock, knock.
Saturday, Holiday Family Cabaret Show. Wise Fool, listen to this. Wise Fool New Mexico is going to present Holiday Family Cabaret, 4 o'clock Sunday. I was mistaken. The 28th. 4 o'clock, all ages. There's going to be, listen to this, a puppet show. Shadow puppetry, clowning. Would you stop clowning? Isn't that a great line? Aerial acrobatics, juggling, live music, and the Hoopaloop Girls. In addition to, and I'm not kidding you, belly dancing. There's a theme going on here. 4 o'clock, Sunday, Wise Fool Studio at 2778 Agua Fria Street. Call 992-2588. If I know Wise Fool, I think I do. It is probably by donation, but maybe not. Maybe not. No, it's Unit D. 12 and under, though, is pretty cheap. And it's not very expensive for adults. It's not even an hour of minimum wage. 992-2588. Now, on Sunday, get this. There's the Contra Dance. 7 o'clock?
Sunday the 28th.
No, it's Monday the 29th.
Monday the 29th.
I'm getting my dates wrong because everything we're doing different. But I'm fixing it as we go along. Contra Dance, 7 o'clock. Music and call, 7:30. Odd Fellows Hall, 1125 Sirius Road, 820-3535. Also on Monday is the New Moon Ceremony, led by Joanne Dawson, 6:30 p.m. at the Kakawa Chocolate House.
Kakawa Chocolate House,
yeah,
yum.
Yeah, you like that place?
Yep.
You got to pay to buy, got to do donation to get in, 6850655. I don't know if that includes a piece of chocolate. But what is a New Moon Ceremony?
Well, the New Moon comes approximately once every 29 days, and people do ceremonies for whatever reason.
Wait a minute. That's not the same moon up in the sky every day?
Yes, but it goes through phases. And sometimes you see a big round moon, which is called the full moon. And sometimes you see a tiny, tiny crescent, which is either just before or just after the new moon. And sometimes you see half of that circle, and that's called the half moon, and so on.
So these are all the new moons? Looks
no.
like the same guy to me when I look up there.
It's the same moon. But it's different phases of the moon in terms of how it appears to the human eye.
So there's a new moon ceremony, and that's Monday at 6:30 at the Chocolate House.
But what they're going to be doing, I assume, is just a vehicle for drinking chocolate.
Drinking?
Yeah.
Like hot chocolate, etc.?
Right.
That's good. I like that. I love hot chocolate this time of year.
It is good.
I like to put marshmallows in mine. What do you put in yours?
I just drink it down.
Oh, I see. Indulgent. Hey, so what are some of your resolutions?
Well, I don't really make New Year's resolutions because I don't keep them when I do make them. But I was thinking of getting into reading the... I'm serious. Reading the daily paper. Reading the New Mexican.
Well, that'd be nice.
Because my subscription ran out and they didn't renew it, or I didn't renew it, or whatever. And so now I don't...
It's changing.
Now I don't get the paper anymore, and so I try to read it online, but it's just not the same.
You call the New Mexican, and you arrange a subscription.
Well,
anybody
that's what
can
I was thinking. And so then, in the new year, then I will get it, and it will pile up, and I'll recycle it, but the idea is to read it.
You should read the daily paper.
I know.
You know what's going on in the town. It's a good little small town independent newspaper. I love working for the paper.
Yeah, it's a good paper. What's one of your New Year's resolutions?
Well, I'd like to keep writing for the paper, but that'll be up to them to decide. I've decided I'm going to stop drinking and driving. I'm also going to drink less healthy beverages.
You're going to drink less healthy beverages?
Yes, and
that's a New Year's resolution.
I'm going to be kind to my dogs.
What do you mean? Now you're drinking orange juice, and you're going to start drinking rot gut grain alcohol?
No, I just mix the two. That way, you get a helping on both sides. No point in messing up your
system. How can you make a resolution to do something less healthy?
I'm teasing. I wouldn't dare do that. Don't be ridiculous. I'm going to be more healthy starting in a couple of weeks. I'd like to join a health club, like one of those women's spas where it's for women only.
But you can join mine.
Is it for women only?
Well, I'm not a member.
You're not a member of your health club?
That's right. I stopped going.
But
and my
it?
Subscription, my, what do you call it?
What is it with
membership
you and your prescriptions running out?
I know. I've let myself go.
Well, don't get going too far away. I need you here on Friday morning. So does the whole city.
Okay, now you didn't respond. Now you have to respond. Knock, knock.
I didn't respond. I didn't hear you say. Did you say knock, knock earlier?
I did.
Let's start over. Go ahead.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting?
Moo.
That's why I don't tell jokes. I just come on and I try to do the, what good or bad, I just speak from the top of my heart, and this is what I get.
You speak from the top of your heart. That's so cute.
Well, thank you. I'm trying.
So you're going to go to, you're going to start going to health clubs and drinking more healthy beverages.
I am.
I'm asking.
I am. Whatever makes you happy. I want to hear more about this all women's health club you used to belong to.
It's a very nice health club called Tone, and it's super femme. I mean, it smells like peppermint and vanilla, and the exercise balls are on oriental rugs. And
you're gonna kid me.
No, I'm not kidding.
How come women get all these fancy things when they go
there's
to places?
There's no trace of sort of that grunting, sweaty guy smell. None of it.
That's why I want to go where you're going.
And they've got, like, pretty little silk purses that, you know, and body lotion. And it's beautiful. No, it's really nice.
And
they've got all the equipment, and they've got satellite radio, which I always put on the Latin station, and as soon as they leave, they put it back on something else.
Is it true they have, like, all nude yoga classes?
No.
You wouldn't tell me if there were. Listen.
Actually, I would.
Would you?
I would tell you.
Oh, boy. Off the record, though? Off the air?
No, I would tell you on the air, but there isn't, because, you know, I mean, you wouldn't be allowed to go anyway.
I wouldn't be, but you would. There's several local organizations looking for volunteers. CCA, 982-1338. Santa Fe Children's Museum, 989-8359. In the Wheelwright Museum of the American Indians, looking for docents, support staff at the Case Trading Post, 982-4636. The City of Santa Fe is looking for theme ideas for future programming at the new Community Convention Center Gallery. The exhibit runs 3 months beginning January. Deadline is the last day of December. So if you have a theme idea, call them up. Here we go, 955-6705. You have until December 31st to let them know. Meanwhile, the Santa Fe Opera Youth Poster Design Contest, which is for youth, any medium, deadline for submissions mid-January, they're looking for design contest ideas. Call 946-2404. And if you're dying to act, auditions for Arms in the Man, which is about the Venus de Milo, 11 o'clock Saturday, January 10th at the Playhouse, 988-4262. Why does the Venus de Milo not have any arms? What happened there?
It's an ancient sculpture and they fell off in the course of time.
Was that during the eruption of Vesuvius?
I don't think so.
Huh. That would be terrible to have lava flow come in your backyard and stuff. That would be a terrible way to die.
It would indeed.
Those movies are good too that I used to watch as a kid. Those Hercules pictures where that volcano always erupted at the end of the movie.
No, horrible way to die.
I know. So, all right, how are we doing for time?
We've got, let's see, 12 minutes left.
Okay. So what else do you want to know about? Openings?
Sure.
Robert Nichols Gallery, Friday the 26th, group show of ceramics, 419 Canyon Road, reception 5 to 7. El Centro de Santa Fe Galleries on 102 East Water Street, holiday open house on Friday the 26th, 5 to 7. Canyon Road Contemporary Art, Fire and Ice, a group show, reception 5 to 7. When? Friday the 26th. They're at 403. Not a lot of openings. I think people are being really quiet. On Saturday, however, Monroe Gallery Photography, which is a great photo gallery downtown. I love that place. 112 Don Gaspar Avenue has photography by Bob Gomel. Most of their photographers have some connection to Life Magazine. Reception 1 to 3 o'clock Saturday. And then also Scarlett's Gallery on 225 Canyon Road has winter reception for Santa Fe artists. Group show 1 to 5 on Saturday. They used to have like a retro shop in there with old postcards and stuff. I don't know if they still do.
And don't forget, at the Palace of the Governors is an incredible exhibition of photography. And that is running for the next year or so. So it's a program that's going on a long time. But it's, if you
through
are...
Through the lens.
Through the lens. It's the history of photography in Santa Fe.
Right.
And so if you've got family in for the holidays and you're trying to think, oh, we want to just go to one or two museums. Of course, everybody goes to the Museum of International Folk Art, which is a great place to go. And a great place to bring people from the outside. But this exhibition, Through the Lens, at the Palace of the Governors is spectacular. And it gives people such a sense of Santa Fe and not at all the cliches about Santa Fe. It's, I mean, there's a few adobe buildings in there, but there's so much photography that you haven't seen before and artists that you have never heard of and who are incredible, including contemporary artists.
It runs through next October. I want to remind you, if you're a New Mexico resident, no charge on Sundays. Friday evenings are free for everybody. New Mexico residents get $1 off the... usual surcharge. So go support your local museums. What's happening at the New Mexico Museum of Art, right down the street from the palace? They still have fashion and film, period costumes for the screen through the 9th of January. They have How the West is Won, spelled O-N-E, comma 2, spelled T-O-O, so it's How the West is Won 2. Photos, prints, and drawings through February 2009. Gustav Bauman, a Santa Fe legend. Paintings, woodcuts, those cute little marionettes, including Donkey. Hello, Robert. Oh, Donkey, I didn't know you could talk. Animals always talking nice stories. I still like that Francis the Talking Mule guy. That was another good one. You could see Jungle Jim and Francis the Talking Mule in the days before you and I were born. And now you can't even see one good movie, let alone a double feature.
I never even heard of that one.
Francis the Talking Mule was with Donald O'Connor, and he went into the army. There's a really good one, actually. You're going to love this. Where he goes into the wax, and he ends up, seriously, and he ends up in the women's barracks, and I thought that was great as a kid. So he has to pretend to be a wax, because the wax were different from guys. They were, wax were like female.
Oh, he goes into the wax. I think many fell into a bucket of paraffin.
No, it is. What do you mean a bucket of paraffin?
Well, you said the wax.
A paraffin's on a castle where the guys, when they're attacked, they always go up into paraffin to shoot the arrows. No, the wax was the women's army corps. And so Francis the Talking Mule, who could talk, he was with Donald O'Connor. I forget how. I don't know if it was. I didn't see the first one. It didn't matter. You could see the whole series without seeing the first one. That was another good thing about movies in those days. Today, if you don't see the firstborn identity, you don't even know whose identity you're with by the third movie.
Even if you do see the first one, you're not quite sure.
No, you're not. What the heck was I talking about? Okay, so other things that we need to know about is how much time do we have left, do you think?
About 8 minutes.
Good. The Georgia O'Keeffe Museum. Now, listen. They have a Happy Greener Holidays. Children and their parents can make recycled sculpture and write a letter to Mother Earth at 1 and 4 o'clock on Tuesday the 30th. That'd be nice to write a letter to Mother Earth. She ought to spit us all out. That'll take us, give us something to do. No charge for that. Meanwhile, Georgia O'Keeffe and the Camera, the Art of Identity, continues there through February. They're on Grant Street. Got to pay to get in. Fridays, no charge. You mentioned the Museum of International Folk Art. They're still having Celebrate Kwanzaa, Nigerian Drumming by Agalu, Storytelling by Ramona King, and Banner Printing, 2 to 4 p.m. Sunday, the 28th, up there in Camino Alejo, up on Museum Hill. Nuevo México, El Corazón de la Cultura, is a hands-on exhibit of Hispano-Latino arts. And they still have a Chair for All Seasons, which is chairs, benches, and stools from around the world. There's several other exhibits up there at the International Folk Art, 706 Camino Alejo, free. On certain days for New Mexico residents, like Sunday. No charge, 5 to 7:30 p.m. the first Wednesday of every month. So the first Wednesday of January would be January 7th. There's also the Museum of Spanish Colonial Art, Site Santa Fe, Stella's Lucky Number 7 through January 4th. Wheelwright Museum of the American Indian has From the Railroad to Route 66, the Native American Curio Trade in New Mexico. The Pataan Memorial Museum on 1050 Opecos Trail pays homage to the 200th Coast Artillery Regiment. Lots of museums. Check out Paso Tiempo, the calendar, and you will see everything you need to see regarding all these listings, because that's where I'm pulling this from. We do a pretty good job. And once again, sorry, we do our best. You do your best. We need the press releases to be right from these people, You better make sure you have good PR people. And if you don't, do the job yourself, because I'm sick of, like, the wrong time, and then we get yelled at, and the press release says 4 o'clock, and it really is 3 o'clock, and somebody didn't double-check it.
That's right.
Double-check your press releases. You tell us where, the address, the date, the time, how much to get in, the phone number you want called.
And also, here's another thing which a lot of people don't seem to get. Sometimes people send out a press release, and then there's a mistake in it. And so they send out a correction, and they say, by the way, the event is at 4, not 3. It's so much easier for us if you just send the whole release again with the correct information in it.
Please, no correction regarding time.
I agree. I have to open both things and read them and put them together.
I'm with you.
That makes it harder.
Just say, please note change in venue, change in time, and then we'll look at it.
Right.
And again, for the third time in the show, with your okay, let's just plug for people that are going to go out New Year's Eve and maybe have too much to drink. AAA New Mexico.
Get a designated driver. Get a cab. AAA New Mexico. Tipsy Toe.
1-800-AAA-HELP. They will take you 10 miles, and then you can pay for the additional mileage. They'll take your car and two people. Capital City Cab.
So, Robert, do you think that you and I should make a resolution about how we're going to be toward each other in the new year?
We've done that, and usually one of us drops the torch of this new milk of human kindness, which usually sours by January 12th.
Milk is the name of my dog.
I know that.
And he's a very bad dog. But we love him anyway, and that's sort of how we feel about you.
Thank you.
Even though you're not even so bad.
I'm not so bad. I'm very good. I've gotten better.
We love you just the way you are.
I've gotten smarter over 4 years.
With all the Green Hornet and Three Stooges and talking.
Well, today I had a cacophonia, practically a cornucopia of time to put in all my little favorite
cult
favorites.
That's true. We were here the whole time.
I didn't get to mention Ursula Andress or Allison Hayes, but I'll get to them later. And we still have to have a discussion about Anne Margaret and her attributes.
But are we going to be nicer to each other in the new year?
We're doing really good. We are very nice to each other. There's no more of the bickering bartisans or the bartering bickersons, whatever they called that radio show. People seem to know that right now there's more of a flag of truce up between us. We never really mean it. It's just that sometimes when I'm not looking, you sucker punch me. And
it's only when you use the incorrect pronoun.
That's why I try not to speak too much about any other person but you and me. I got it right. So there.
You did get it right.
And I run into more people that say, she always gets you. She gets you. She dot, dot, dot.
Well, you used to always get me.
I haven't gotten you yet, but I will someday.
No, you used to in the past until I learned.
Well, so I taught
you strategy and technique.
You got something through osmosis, assimilation, and exculturation and stuff like that. Pretty good. How much time's left?
3 minutes.
Don't know when. I've been so blue, girl, I don't know what's come over you. You found somebody new, and don't it make my brown eyes blue. That was a great song. That was the best song of, like, 1970s, aside from Disco Doc. That's also great. I'll be fine.
Help me, Lord.
When you're gone, I'll just cry all night long. Say it isn't true, and don't it make my brown eyes blue. Can't quite do it like Dean Martin, can I? Tell me no secrets, tell me some lies. Maybe I can. Give me no reasons, give me alibis. Tell me you love me, and don't make me cry. Say anything, but don't say goodbye. I didn't mean to treat you bad. I didn't know, girl, just what I had. But honey, now I do. And don't it make my brown eyes, don't it make my brown eyes, don't it make my brown eyes blue. You could have the little piano behind you. Do 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 do. That was a great song.
Robert, not you are a very good singer.
I have to admit it.
And your eyes are already blue.
I know.
Robert Knott is the associate editor of the Pasatiempo.
That's me.
Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican.
Pick it up. Buy your local paper.
Wonderful writer, man about town, actor, director, playwright, and just all-around great radio announcer.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be on your show. And it's even a greater pleasure to get off it because I have to move on with my life, but I love doing it, and it was hard to do 48 minutes.
But not impossible.
Hey, you're going to have Craig Smith and I talking about criticism later this month.
You mean you're going to have Craig Smith and me?
No, I'm going to do it with him, not you.
There's the pronoun thing. Oh, dear. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
Why don't you like it? The pronouns, that's the problem. Didn't you just hear the song, Treat Me Well?
My name is Mary Shaw. So you wouldn't say Treat I Well.
Don't it make my brown eyes. Remember that song?
My name is Mary Charlotte. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe, and we are so close to the end of the year, and I wish all of you happiness and peace and safety on New Year's Eve and a wonderful new year.
And that guy named Auld Lang Syne. I'd like to figure out who that guy is. I still don't understand that song after, like, 40 years of New Year's Eve programs with Guy Lombardo. Auld Lang Syne, my friends. There's somebody named Auld Lang Syne. There's other information about the radio show, but I think she's kind of forgotten. She's all
We're streaming on the web at ksfr.org. You can reach me at radiocafe@ksfr.org or leave a message at 428-1528.
That would make me sing along. It's Auld Lang Syne.
I can't. Now you're messing me up.
Oh, baby, my Auld Lang Syne. Go ahead, finish it out.
Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, jazz. Robert Knott, you're the best.
Thanks,
we love you
lady.
Just the
Happy
way you
new
are.
I love you too. I'll see
Happy
you next
new year. Happy New
Year,
and we will see you in 2009.
And not just me, but I.
A year of great hope for all of us here and in all of New Mexico and all around the country and all around the world. And
no more doing this from Gallup. It throws me.
Have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too.
Okay.
Say it.
Ciao.
Ooh, baby.